Technogram focuses on latest technologies, solutions, and their potential to transform customer operations while enhancing partner businesses. The episodes include insightful sessions on reimagining the digital future. Welcome to Technogram, Redington's podcast, where we drive tech dialogues for the digital future. I'm Janice Eglerini, and I handle communications and media at Redington. And today I'm with Jose Paz, who is from the Ministry of Planning from Angola. Welcome, Jose.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
How has your experience been so far at Jitex Africa?
Well, it's wonderful. Coming in here to Jitex, it's something fantastic. Knowing that this is my second time participating in one of these kind of events, and it's great.
Were you here last year as well?
No, not here. I was in Dubai in 2016.
Okay.
That's where I attended one of the Jitex. It was my first time, and it was a good experience.
What kind of, do you find this kind of shows useful? What kind of opportunities do you see here?
It's good because you connect with so many people, and you come to in place to know so many systems, technologies, ideas, especially on the area of startups, some new things coming up. And this time we are looking at AI that's moving so fast, linking with learning machine, robots, and that's the future. And it's wonderful always coming to Jitex because Jitex brings, every time the event happens, brings some new things. And it's great. It's great.
Wonderful. I would like to know from Ministry of Planning of Angola, what are some of your digital goals and what are you doing today to kind of achieve that?
All right. In the Ministry of Planning of Angola, right now we are focusing in digitalization of processes. You know, as a government, normally they use most of the time papers. And a lot of papers, a lot of printers spread around the institution. And these things always happen in any government institution. But right now, we're undergoing into a process of digitalization. We are not canceling the process of printing, but we are building one place, one spot, where all printing should happen. And inside the institution, if I'm moving from one document to another area, for example, from one department to another department, the person should not print the document. He should send it via applications that we have in place inside the institution. Like you can use email, or you can use a shared file. You can use any other means that we have in place. So the digitalization processes is the challenge that is happening in our ministry, and also it is the future of Angola itself. The government of Angola has created an institution that deals specifically with the digitalization process of the whole government processing. And this transition is happening, is being led by the cabinet of the president itself, so that all Angola should be digitalized. And inside the Ministry of Planning, we are also following the same process using digitalization by means of removing printers inside the institution and having only one spot where the printing goes, and creating means like applications where people can easily send messages, can easily send and share documents to facilitate the process. And also that reduces a lot of costs in terms of printers, consumables, maintenances, and all around. And it's a nice process that's undergoing inside the Ministry of Planning.
So you're looking at a paperless strategy?
Paperless values, yes. That's what we're looking at.
So besides that, are there any other tools that you're trying to implement within the organization?
Yeah. Of course. And we're also looking for that because this year till, 2025, we want to implement inside the ministry a paperless, totally 100%. That means that in this case, supported by the minister himself, in this case, what we want is like the only papers that should be passing inside the institution is the paper that goes outside. Because other departments of the government they've not instituted digitalization and paperless processes.
Right.
So in this case, to communicate with them, it should go via paper. Right. But inside the institution, no paper should be used. This is what we are implementing. But we have another challenge besides this, because in the government of Angola, there is no legislation concerning to digital signature. And this is what the assembly, they are working on how we can legislate digital signature so that whenever we sign digitally, and it's taken as a value thing in terms of the value of the document and the authority of the document itself.
That's interesting. So do you also use any kind of collaboration tools?
Yeah, of course. Meanwhile, we have not yet decided what processes in terms of, for example, normally we will use data processing, or we can use the data document processing, and we also have another, it's just out of my mind, which I cannot remember. But if a company, we have got a lot of companies inside that are proposing this and that system that we can be used, starting from screening the document right at the entrance of the ministry inside that application, and then it goes via processing between validation by the technicians and the directors itself inside the ministry. But right now, we have not decided yet what application to use. I'm only dealing with my colleagues in terms of the means of reducing the use of printers, and the communication mainly at the present moment is via email. But we are also looking forward if a company can come up with a solution, even Reading or any other company, Real Distribution or any company, comes in to present any proposal that goes in line according to the specification of a government working. Because any other company works a different form because of the values, culture of the company. And the government, they work differently compared to the private companies.
Yes.
So they have to look at this point as well when they come to propose any application or any other processing document data.
So how do you select a tech provider, and what should they keep in mind when they approach a government entity like yours?
Normally, as a government institution, we cannot go straight to them and say, like, look, I like your application and I apply. You can apply to giving us a proposal. No, we have to undergo a tender. Inside the tender, we make it known to every company inside or abroad, depending on the type of the tender that we will be realizing. And then these companies, they will make their proposals. And the one with the best proposal, that's one that will be chosen.
Can you elaborate on what are the criteria that you look for when you select a tech provider?
Okay. The criteria are very simple. It is as we have different models, starting from, first of all, scanning of the process at the beginning when the document comes in. And it has to have data analytics, and it has to have expedition, which if the process starts from scanning, gets into data analysis, and that analysis goes to the expedition will go, this is a document to go to the director, this is a document to go to the minister, this is a document to go to the secretary, to who should go to this document, who are the people who should decide over this document. So these kind of modules has to be in place to facilitate our work.
The tech provider to have these kind of modules in place with their solutions.
Exactly. That's what we want, and that's what we're looking for. And we don't want to have a system or applications that will easier the intervention of a human. That's why I want to bring in AI.
So you want the least amount of human intervention.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why I will need the intervention of the bringing in application with AI. Because AI will look at inside my institution, will get information inside my institution, probably from different database inside the institution, and will decide on it and giving the right direction. Actually, if the information is to come to a director, let's say for a director of HR,
yes,
a director of finance, for example, he has to come with all information needed, not just the information that has been scanned and the process getting into system. No, he has to be able that on the time that he will take the decision, that will be the right decision to be taken, and that will help the institution to move along.
So how, in what is your cycle of journey within AI at the moment? Which stage are you at?
Well, we are beginners. We are right now the only AI that we are using is on our portal. Our portal is minplan.gov.au, where you can ask some questions, some specific questions, and the robot beside the AI will answer you automatically without the intervention of any human. If you need further information, that's when there's an intervention of a human being. We are at the beginning. Yeah.
So where do you see yourselves in your digital transformation journey over the next 2 years?
In the next 2 years, first of all, I want to see the institution totally 100% inside the processes, automatization of the processes inside, and the paperless inside. I want in 2 years see that the minister, the secretaries, and every technician, collaboration, every worker inside the institution may not get in touch with the papers. They will start using means like a cell phone to work, iPads to work, tablets to work, even laptops to work, wherever they are. In 2 years' time, I'm looking at where the information will be in the hand of people. Not just the people of our institution, but also our intakers that get information from us. Knowing that the Ministry of Planning is the strategic ministry of any country, I want that the information that the people, the internauts, they get as much information that they need through our portal, through our data, our links, and through our means of communication like media. And that they should have information like macroeconomics, information of the structural projects of the government, because that's what we're part of. And they should have information in 5 years what Angola is planning to do, so that investors outside as well, knowing this information, they can see where they can invest as well in the country. Because without information, that's critical for the country not to move ahead.
True.
Because the information is to be available to every intaker. Every intaker should have means to have information at any time. When he's sleeping, when he's vacation, when he's flying, when he's the moon, when in whatever place
yeah,
he is,
absolutely.
He has information on his hand.
True.
As rapid as he receives the information, that's rapid that he takes the decision. Because the world itself now, it's a matter of information. And as much information you get, as rapid as you take a decision, that's what makes a move in the world in terms of technology talking.
So to achieve this particular goal, today, what are the challenges that you foresee?
Well, the first challenge is to convince the board ahead of me, on top of me. Yeah, to convince the board, because normally the difficulties we face, not only me and my colleagues, the IT directors of Angola, especially on the government side, they face it that the people that take decision, they are very slow in taking decision.
Right. Changing the mindset is
the
a
mindset,
challenge.
Yeah, to think out of the box, that's where the problem is. So they take long for you. It takes long for you to convince them. And the technology, it's happening day after day. If you don't run, there are people who are running ahead of you. When you take like 5 months, you take 1 year to take a decision to implement one of the technology, when you try to implement, it's all outdated. So if it's outdated, you need to improve that. You have to go back to your top level of management to take another decision, and it will take another 1 year. So the biggest challenge that we're facing is that the top manage are not following the technology. Since they're not following the technology, then it crumbles all this process. And this process that I'm talking about that's undergoing there, it's so slow because that the top managers are not following me.
Right.
They don't understand that there is a need for digitalization of information instead of just remaining on the traditional paper. So that's the biggest challenge. And the second challenge is means to finance this project. You know that technology project that is not cheap. It's very, very expensive. And knowing African countries and the way we run our own economy, the way we budget and we use our budgets, that's where the problem is. So, to, for example, this kind of project, the reason that I'm using the simple ways is to reduce the cost. I'm reducing the cost so that the project can start undergoing. Otherwise, if I have to wait for the budget and the finances of the budget, the project would have been stagnated, stopped, and would not have moved. So these are the two biggest challenges that I'm facing right now.
Thank you, Joseph, for sharing that with us. And I think that's a very important point. Even here, we observe that the technology adoption is not as fast as the technology advancement. And we call that a friction, like there's a gap in that. And that's what we at Redington try to bridge on a daily basis through our channel partners, through our global vendors that we deal with. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, when I talk to you next time, you would probably have achieved some of these very important goals that you have mentioned here today.
All right. Thank you very much for the interview.
Just before I let you go, I would like you to give me a message for the market that you deal with. What is your message for the technology resellers out there, technology solution providers? What is your message to them?
Okay. Concerning to resellers, distributors, those who create technology, my ways of counseling, probably just advising them, is to continue going forward in investigation, in providing means through technology to easier our work. And besides that, also, I would promote, like, if some distributors, especially distributors, not the creator of the technology, could have found a means to finance other departments, other companies, other institutions. You know, I don't know, it could have been like a PPP or any other means, but it's a need. Because looking at in terms of Africa, we are behind, for example, Europe. We are behind America. And we are behind even Asia. Asia yesterday was a continent that didn't use so much technology. But nowadays, they've passed Africans. Why are Africans, I'm talking about Africa, starting from top to the bottom, why Africa are always behind in terms of technology? Probably the problem should be that besides the leadership, because that's one of the conditions, besides the leadership itself, but also that the technology, when it reaches Africa, since the cost of implementation is too high, then the African governments are not ready or are not prompt to deliver this kind of amount of money, for example, to implement one of the projects, and then we run behind. We go for the simple technology to implement. And when Asia is ahead of us, when Africa should have been ahead, following America, following Europe, but Asia, they've understood one thing. The countries in Asia, they've understood one thing, that we will not advance without technology. That's what the mentality should be also talked to the African leaders. They need to understand that without technology, Africa will never develop. If we want to develop Africa, we need to use technology. And the only way to use technology, since the cost is so high, is that these distributors can find a way to help African countries, to finance African countries, to get this technology for us also to compete in the same level with the Asian countries that are moving ahead.
Absolutely, Jose. And we do have a lot of different kind of models when it comes to financing in terms of consumption of cloud, and we have services mm-hmm. specific, which makes it easier to consume technology and in the best price points. Uh-huh. So thank you for joining us today, Jose, and very interesting conversation, and I hope to talk to you again.
Okay, thank you very much, and I did appreciate it, Jan.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.